You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. I just had my teeth cleaned. You know, I love the sound of that. It sounds like I took them to the car wash or something. Yep, I had them detailed, polished the rims, and oh, while they were, I had to put on a coat of hot wax. Just hope it doesn't rain. I have no idea what that means. Actually, I love getting my teeth cleaned because it's like wiping off the slate, you know? I feel like I have that little sparkle action going on in my smile. Ding! People are coming up to me saying, "Hey, Clint, looking good. All is right with the world." And that lasts until, late afternoon when I'm downing a black coffee, eating a Snickers bar, and ordering a pizza with extra cheese. Extra, extra cheese. Then, when it's time for bed, I think, wow, you know, my gums have been through a lot today. Hey, fellas, take a break. Besides, they loaded fluoride on my teeth, right? That should hold me for at least 2-3 months. Kind of explains all the fillings, don't you think? But really, don't you just love the feeling you have when there's a fresh slate to work with? That's why I'm always out buying new notebooks and notepads. You see, a new notebook is this neat little package, right? It's filled with a thick stack of clean, college-ruled, blank pages. That wire spiral spine is nice and straight, and there are no doodles on the cover, and there are so many possibilities. I open up that first page and think, I could write the first line of a bestseller, or an amazing joke. And then I write on the first page and that thrill is gone. No, really, look, I just jotted down a stupid note about picking up my dry cleaning. This notebook is now officially just for notes. Really, I can't write a novel in this book. And then I think, ooh, maybe I can save it by turning the page over. Nope, now the spine is on the wrong side, and that's just plain uncomfortable. And I can see the stupid note on the other side, mocking me. Pretty soon, it's time to move on to the next notebook. No kidding, I don't think I've ever made it to the last page of a 100-sheet notebook. I don't think I've ever made it to the 5th page of a notebook. Maybe I should make that a goal. How sad is that? But maybe we're all like that. We like things clean, but it just doesn't stay that way. I think it's the reason we invite people over to our houses for parties. It forces us to clean up, even if it means just moving all the junk in the house into that one room that no one's allowed into. You know the one I'm talking about. You turn out the lights, lock the door, put a chair in front of it, break it over. Don't go in there! That's not the bathroom! Then, when the party is over, we hate to bring all that stuff back out because the illusion will be over. The illusion that the house is clean. So it all stays there and the house is clean for a few weeks. And then it's all, well, looky here, all the trash in the house had puppies. That's what drives me crazy about those TV shows where the crews come into people's houses and help them solve their clutter problem. Those guys sort through everything with this complete disinterest, sell off everything at a yard sale, help the folks organize, and then they leave. It's like the ultimate pre-party cleanup, but 6 months later, everything is back the way it was, and the crew made them sell off all their favorite stuff. And the worst part is, when the show comes on TV, they get to see all their stuff going away again. If they can find the remote for the TV. By the way, watching those shows is great for my self-esteem. I look at all that clutter and say, I am so much better than that. As long as I don't open that door. Anyway, I've got to go. My pizza should be here in about 10 minutes, and that should give me just enough time to find my wallet. Is it under this pile? Or that stack over there? How about these magazines over here? Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. As the man said, welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast, where we stop the stopwatch and just talk about stuff. I'm psyched. I am already getting in some scripts for the Halloween episode. If you're thinking about sending something in, you still have some time. You have until October 23rd to get your script in. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, go over to comedyforecast.com and check out episode 125, Halloween minus one. Don't forget, there's a link over there as well, so you can download the script to work with. One other thing I'd like to mention, if anyone knows anyone over at Dig, could you please get them to update my podcast over there? It's still stuck at the Windows Vista episode. And as always, you can get in touch anytime by dropping me an email at comedyforecast@gmail.com or by calling 206-333-1339. And that number is in the United States. That's it for now. Oh, but remember, get your script in. You know you want to. And I'll talk to you later. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.
Last year, the window to the Magic Podcast brought you an unprecedented event. A show unlike any heard before. Thrills, chills, and an adventure beyond your imagination made The Secrets of the Wooden Door an instant classic. Now, as the Halloween season approaches, one might expect this year's show to be twice as good. Well, you'd be dead wrong. Halloween Night 2007, the window to the Magic Podcast will bring you not one, not two, but three separate stories, each designed to get you into the spirit of the holiday. Prepare yourself to go on a spook hunt with the world-famous Ghostbusters. Then, learn all about the tragic and deadly past of the one and only haunted mansion. And finally, gather everyone close, because the last story is so intense, no one should listen to it by themselves. Ghosts, ghouls, and goblins, all coming your way this Halloween from the window to the magic. Lights out, everyone.